Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, An Immaculate Heart.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Another Marian feast, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our liturgical calendar is full of feasts to our Blessed Mother. Hopefully, each time we celebrate a feast of the Blessed Lady, we are remindful of the strength of a mother's love, the strength of a woman's love in our life, and how profoundly she reflects that in the world. The first thing a child learns is that the mother is close to God, and the mother is usually the one who teaches the child to pray. A mother's faith is contagious. We learn a lot from our mother as we grow into adulthood. As a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Virgin Mother is also the paradigmatic or the best example of what it means to be a Christian disciple. You've heard it before that Mary received the grace of God into her heart, there contemplated it, and then gave it to the world. But what did she do exactly when she received that grace into her heart? We see in this feast day today that as she received the grace of God into her heart, that she pondered it deeply. She reflected over it. She contemplated it. In a number of places in Scripture, we have Mary pondering these things in her heart. A human heart, you know, is not just a physical muscle in our chest. Greg Braden, a contemporary spiritual metaphysician, talks about the reality of the heart as also being spiritual. I sometimes think that the heart is really a symbol for the human soul because it's the spiritual source of our love of God and our love of other people. From our heart flows who we are, virtue or vice. From our heart, from our soul flows love or hatred, generosity or selfishness. As we honor the Immaculate Heart today, we're called to look at the ideal of what should live within our heart and what should flow forth from them. You see, because it's not enough simply to receive the grace of God into our heart and keep it there, that would be an act of selfishness, but rather we receive the grace of God into our heart and share it with the world. In this way, we participate in the project of redemption as a disciple of Christ. The perfection of the virtue that is within us hopefully flows from us. And it is the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary that tells us how to not only internalize the grace of God through openness, through humility, through total self-surrendering, but also she shows us how to become an instrument of love of God to others through random acts of kindness, through words of affirmation and encouragement. We put forth the grace of God which we have received. The spiritual perfection of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is a symbol for the perfection that we as Christian disciples are to pursue with our life. I know perfection is difficult to comprehend in our fallen state and in our world today, but the more we consider the ideal, the more we consider who and what the Immaculate Heart is all about, the more we will desire that ideal in our own heart. And the more we desire that ideal for ourselves, the more we will obtain it. And as we obtain it, we share it with the world. Today we allow ourselves to ponder the ideal heart as it resided in the Mother of God, and we ask for her to intercede for us so that we might more fully imitate her in our own discipleship. May God bless you today as you seek the way of the Lord.